getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And we meet again, ready to play some great old-time records for you here at Tim Zumpa Hour, like we do each and every week. Glad you're along with us for another show this week. Going to be another weird show, I can tell you that right now. I'm still digging through the closet, pulling out records that we've never played on the show before, or records that haven't been played for a long time, or records that I was ignoring because I can't pronounce who's playing on them. Yes, we're starting right off this week with a record that I don't know how to pronounce the cat's name. And I feel bad about that. But if I just ignore it, then the records never get played on the show, and that's just sad. So I think we're ready to just launch right into it. The song is called Gabby's Polka. See, I know how to pronounce Gabby's Polka, and I've never played this record. I want to say it's Jimmy Needlow. N-E-J-E-D-L-O. Jimmy Needlow. I think that the J is silent. Or is that an I? You know, then they use this artsy font, so you can't tell. Let me look around there. Okay, it's a J, but it kind of looks like a funny-looking eye on the record, the picture. But anyway, Jimmy Needlow, I think. And if that's wrong, somebody can call or text to the Oompa Hour, 218-259-2985, or send us an email at oompahour@aol.com or on our Facebook page or something. But I think it's Jimmy Needlow. One way or the other, this is Gabby's Polka. All right, that is Gabby's Polka. That is, I believe, Jimmy Needlow. if I'm pronouncing the name correctly. And if you thought that sounded a little scratchy, it is not because this record is a little scratchy. I should have given you a little bit of the backstory on the record here, because I have it. Now on the back, okay, see, now on the back, the name is spelled different. We're having some issues here. It says N-E-J-E-D-L-O, but then it's spelled that way there. But then if you look here, it's N-E-D-E-J-E-D-L-O. Anyway, Jimmy, I'm sorry if we got your name wrong. But it says here he started the band in 1927. When he was only 20 years old. And the record you just heard was mastered from one of the original 78 RPM master discs. So that's why it sounded a little scratchy, because it was mastered from a disc from a zillion years ago. And that's why an old 78 record. You know, when they made records, you know, we didn't have tape until, late 40s, early 50s. I mean, I don't want to get all specific and give you a 20-minute history on recorded sound. But anything you listened to from the 40s and into the early 50s was probably cut, recorded directly to a lacquer master disc. And then, of course, after tape came along, not every studio had it right away because it was expensive and they were still cutting to lacquers from which the stampers were made to make the records right from those lacquers. There was no tape. There was no editing. Which is why old music is better, because it's raw and it's the way it was really performed live by all the musicians in the room at one time. Anyway, I'm getting off on a tangent here. So before 1935, records were cut on a wax master that was electroplated and stampers were made. That's a short version of a complicated process. Anyway, it's an amazing thing. All right, another record I don't believe has made it onto the show before. Have we played anything by Peter Lamb? I don't think so. I could have looked it up, but that would make it too much work and far too formal. Anyway, Peter Lamb next on the record player. This is the Mountain Polka. There you go, Peter Lamb there, and Mountain Polka here at Tim's Hoopa Owie, your old-time oldies show. Again, another week where I'm really trying to dig into the archives here and pull out some records that have just not been making it onto the show. because I had to dig them out. And I always tend to lean toward the more convenient records, which is not fair to people. You know what I mean? And I'm trying to mix up the styles a little bit. See if we can't get a little bigger variety going here. And I realize we're like 10 minutes into the show. I've yet to play a song with any singing in it except for the opening theme. And we'll take care of that next. Man, I feel like I'm yelling. Does it sound like I'm yelling? Because I got a weird throat thing going on again where I'm kind of losing my voice a little bit. And it takes a lot more wind to talk. And if I relax and talk, it gets real cracky. So I don't know what the deal is. I'm starting to talk like an old man. Get off my lawn, you kids. Anyway, I sound like the Wicked Witch from The Wizard of Oz. I'll get you, my pretty. And your little dog, too. What is that doing in the show? I don't know. Vern Meisner, anyway. And the band. And this is the Playmate Polka.
Climb up my apple tree, look down my rain barrel, slide down my cellar door, and we'll be jolly friends forevermore. Playmate, I cannot play with you. My dolly's got the flu.
Vern Meisner and the band there, the Playmate Polka. That's a short little ditty, wasn't it? Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. You're in tune once again. Listen to me sit here and play polka records for an hour is what it comes down to, huh? What a gig. Coming up, Reinhard Hoffman in just a second after I tell you about a World of Accordions museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to pay him a visit. Ah, yes, 1,400 accordions, concertinas, and the like on display for your perusal and amazement. They have a gift shop. They have a beautiful concert hall. They have all sorts of activities throughout the summer. They have what is really the world's last accordion and concertina repair school. If you just want to maintain your own instrument or you would like to learn to repair them, I wonder how that would work out if you just opened an accordion repair shop. The trouble with that is you'd have a lot of people have to mail them in to get fixed, and that's a lot of work. Anyway, you'd need to stop in and pay them a visit there on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. Easy to find, easy to park. Not only that, you know, it gets in the Duluth-Superior area, which is right along Lake Superior. You've got a lot of groovy stuff right there to look at. Then you can head up the north shore of Lake Superior to hiking trails and campgrounds and waterfalls and amazing stuff. So check it out. Look them up online, worldofaccordions.org. You can find all the information right there. You can even shop the gift shop online, worldofaccordions.org. All right, let's do it. Reinhard Hoffman and the Blue Heavens, and this is the Trumpet Echo Polka.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it, Reinhard Hoffman and the Blue Heavens there, the Trumpet Echo Polka. Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, is where you're tuned in right now, whether you're listening on a radio station or a podcast or a webcast or a web stream or, heck, I don't know, you could almost download it from somewhere. The possibilities are endless when it comes to old-time music. Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra over here on turntable number two. And this was tough because you know that Just Another Polka is one of my favorite songs. And anytime I grab a record and one of the sides on it or one of the records or one of the cuts on the album is Just Another Polka, I have a tendency to play it. And this record has Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra doing Just Another Polka. And then I walk around singing that song to myself all darn day. And I said, no, I'm not going to give in to my own taste. And I'm going to turn the record over and I'm going to play the strip polka on the other side. Why not? There's Jimmy Sturr and the band and the strip polka. Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra there, the strip polka, the story of Queenie here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I'm telling you what, I'm gonna turn the record over and play Just Another Polka. I am, because the record's right here, and I love that song. And I don't specifically remember the Jimmy Sturr version. And because I have the power to do that. And after all, Jimmy Sturr won a number of Grammys. He's one of the biggest names in old-time polka music. So why not have two Jimmy Sturr records in the show this week? So here, I just flipped the record over live while I was blabbing there. And here's the other side. This is Just Another Polka. Yes. Ah, there you go. Just another polka. Jimmy Sturr in the orchestra. I can't not play that record when I come across it. That's just the way things go here on the Yumpa Hour. All right, now, I don't believe that the Dennis Tatomir Orchestra has been on the show before. They are from Windsor, Ontario, actually. And apparently... Dennis must have hosted a radio show, because it says here he's the host on Polka Varieties on CJOM FM 88.7 on your dial up in Canada. So whether or not he's still doing that, I have absolutely no idea. And the Too Fat Polka is a song that you just can't play anymore because it's not politically incorrect. It insults those people who are weight challenged. However, we have learned, lo, these many years, that if those particular things apply to you specifically, then it's okay. You know, like, for example, a Polish comedian could tell Polish jokes and it is not considered politically incorrect. A fat comedian can tell fat guy jokes and it is not politically incorrect. Since I am not a skinny radio announcer, it is politically correct for me to play the Dennis Tatomir Orchestra doing their version of the Too Fat Polka. I checked with my political correct advisors, and they said, sure, go ahead.
Here's a silly ditty, you can sing it right away. Now here is what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a silly jingle, you can sing it night or noon. Here's the word that's all it is, cause I just sang the tune. Oh, I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's for me. I get dizzy, I get numbo when I'm dancing with my jumbo. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. Up a hill. No, 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 no. Can she dance a quadrille? No, 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 no. Does she fit in your group? By herself, she's a group. Could she possibly sit up on your knee? No.
Now politically correct, because I am not a skinny person. That is the Dennis Tatomir Orchestra, the Too Fat Polka, and really a pretty good impression of Arthur Godfrey, don't you think? For a second, I thought, oh, they got Arthur Godfrey on their record, but it wasn't. But it was a pretty good replication, wouldn't you say? How about something in the Ukrainian style? We don't get to that very often, mostly because I don't have a lot of Ukrainian-style records here in the annals of the Oompa Hour, in the archives of the records. But I do dig one out every now and then. This is the Primrose Trio, and this is John's Polka.
Thank you.
There you go, something a little Ukrainian style there. That is John's Polka from the Primrose Trio. In case you're wondering, what the heck is coming out of my radio? You have bumped into Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Every week we get together and we do this, probably at this same time on wherever you happen to be listening right now. And yeah, we just play great old-time records here on the show. So by all means, join in the fun. By the way, you can always call, request, Facebook, email, whatever. The phone number is 218-259-2985. You can leave a message or text to that number. Also, by email at oompahour@aol.com or Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of that will get the job done for you, all right? Walter Ostanek. I used to say Ostanek, and I think that's wrong. I think it's Ostanek. I could be wrong both ways. I don't know, but his big thing is the Cordovox. And it says right here on the record, it's a magic Cordovox. Not a Cordovox, just Cordovox. It's a magic Cordovox. I always want to say a Cordovox. That is ridiculous. Anyway, so what more song to play with your magic Cordovox than the magic accordion polka? Well, there you go, Walter Ostanek. I think that's right. And the Magic Accordion Polka played on the Magic Cordovox. It says so right on the record. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. Now, of course, we always play the Shimoleskis here on the show. There's a Shimoleski Funtime Band. There's the Shimoleski Brothers. There's Shimoleskis, different iterations thereof of this family band that has been playing for over 100 years. And I don't believe we have ever played the Joy Joy Polka by the Shimoleskis. I'm pretty sure not. If I were to look it up, I think we would find a big void where that should be. So that's what we have, is the Joy Joy Polka. Here's the Shimoleskis.
We'll be right back.
Shimaleski's there, the Joy Joy Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Cranking out the old-time records like we do every week here on the show. So glad to be doing it, having a good time here. Found a record put out by Marv Herzog. Marv Herzog presents Wally Losel. And Wally, of course, has been the singer with the Marv Herzog band, at least. You know, I'm saying it like it's present tense, and these records are 40 years old. So who knows what's going on today. But anyway, Wally is going to do, we haven't had enough yodeling on the show. That realization came to me about a minute and a half ago, that we do not have enough yodeling on the show. And I have Wally Losel from the Marv Herzog Band to do the Tennessee Yodel Polka. Don't you think it's about time? I think so!
In a little town in Tennessee, around the mountains high, and a handsome boy.
Wally Losel there and the Tennessee Yodel Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, along with Marv Herzog's band. Marv Herzog presents Wally. Of course, Wally is singer for the Marv Herzog band. All right, we have to get Frank in here. And it all depends what kind of radio station, what kind of show you're listening to, when someone says, we got to hear from Frank. Because, you know, if you're an alternative rocker from the 70s, you might think you're going to hear a song by Frank Zappa. If you're a fan of the standards and the great music of the 50s and 60s, you might think of Frank Sinatra. But here on this show, when it's time for Frank, it's time for Mr. Yankovic. It certainly is. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. My wife, she's happy.
Moja babia pijana, popelja domu, popelja domu, popelja domu. Moja babia pijana, popelja domu. She is drunk and I have to take her home. I have to take her home. I have to take her home. Oh, my wife, she is drunk and I have to take her home. I have to take her home, that's for sure.
Drunk and I have to take her home. I have to take her home. I have to take her home. Oh.
Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. My wife, she is happy. Yeah, she's a little tipsy. The bass player went nuts on that one. What is the deal with that, huh? Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And as you know, every show we always try to include at least one waltz. Sometimes we even do better than that, but I always try to get at least one waltz in there for Pete's sake. Give you a chance to catch your breath, slow down a little bit. Maybe some of you don't even polka. You just like to listen to them, but you can waltz. You can pull off a waltz. Keeps the missus happy, you know. And man, I dug way back in the archives for this one, because this is one of those records from the 50s, pressed on the really thick vinyl. You know, one of those records that you could, you know, they probably use it as a discus in the Olympics back in the old days. It really, you could hurt somebody with it. It's like a china plate, man. Anyway, I got Myron Florin here, of course, famous for being on the Lawrence Welk show for decades. But Myron will do for us the Cuckoo Waltz. So here you go, dancers. Go Myron Florin there. That's the Cuckoo Waltz on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, which conveniently fulfilled our requirement for at least one waltz in every show. All right, now this next record, man, you talk about a band, but you know nothing about them. It says it's the Verge Blanchard Band. They're going to do Lou's Polka for us, and I look on the record, and there's zero information. It doesn't even tell the name of the songs on the record. It does have a little cartoon drawing of a dog in the corner that's going, ooh. But that is it. I'm telling you now. They did not spare the artwork. Anyway, the Verge Blanchard Band and Lou's Polka.
Thank you.
All right, The Verge, Blanchard Band, Lou's Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. You're in tune with your old-time oldies show. Every week we play old-time records for an hour. It's just that simple. And the polka country musicians are coming up next.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, we got time for a few more tunes here in the old Oompa Hour this week. I have the polka country musicians over here. It's Love Will Find a Way. I normally avoid songs with sappy titles, but that's a good song. There you go, the Polka Country Musicians. Love will find a way, Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I have time to just, like, kind of squeak in one more song here, and I don't even know if I actually have time for this, so I'm going to play it anyway, because it's already ready. Recorded live at Quadna Mountain Resort down in Hill City, Minnesota, years ago. I don't have time to tell you the story. These are the boys from Baltimore, and this is the Please Please Me Polka. Hopefully, we can fit this one out of the show.
I find that you are not alone. You are with some other guy who's been known to cheat and lie when he had his fill. Leave you all alone. So won't you please please me? Let my heart be free. It's time for me to find a girl. Go by, I hoped I could forget the love I had for you from the day we met. But it's in the night I find that I can't get you off my mind, because I'm quick, I just can't forget. So won't you please, please me, and let my heart be free. It's time for me to realize, you see our love can be. So won't you please, please me, and let my heart be free. Time for me to find a girl and this misery.
There's the boys from Baltimore, the Please Please Me Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and man, we cut this baby right down to the wire, man. Just a couple of spare seconds in the show this week. Holy cow, but you know, back to the closet. I'll find another stack of records for next week, and we'll see what happens, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum, and Kev's Records. We'll be back to do it all over again next week with another stack of records. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.